Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you spill your ear, Madison?
I don't have it.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Get Up Show here. Sean and Charlie and Maddie on the Simon Says podcast. Welcome to it.
Hi.
It's almost Memorial Weekend. I'm excited.
Are you?
I know y'all don't care about weekends. You don't care about people having fun.
No, we
don't ever have fun on it, though.
We don't like to do anything.
Do you not?
It's just the days of doing like cookouts and stuff and things. We don't do any of that.
That's so your own fault.
Yeah, do stuff.
No one invited me.
Well, look, throw one.
You're complaining about yourself.
I can't.
I don't do anything safe. I don't have fun because I don't do anything fun.
Haven't you listened to my commercials? I can't go on my deck.
Well, but you can. I mean, you have a yard, don't you?
That's where the dogs go, though.
You can. I'm done because there's so many excuses for everything. Uh-huh. But I don't know why Memorial Day weekend's no fun.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Smell of charcoal. I put charcoal in my nose this morning so I can smell it all day.
It's a good look.
It's a little black right there.
So we did the hanger challenge, the coat hanger challenge, where you expand the coat hanger. Oh, be sure you subscribe and like and tell your friends and call us if you want to be on the podcast. 336-373-0987 is the number. I had a hanger in my car.
Of course you did.
As I always do. I knew there was one in there, and it still had a shirt on it.
Not when you brought it in here.
So what you do is you take the hanger and you squeeze your noggin in it, and for whatever reason, you involuntarily will turn your head.
Now, does it have to be a wire hanger?
Well, what are you thinking? What you got in mind?
Well, because I don't have any wire hangers in my house. I got rid of all of them, and we only have plastic ones.
That'll probably work on your
head.
Will it? It would snap and wouldn't work on my head.
Your head's too big. Yeah. it's not that form-fitting.
I think it comes down to how much play you've got in that hanger.
Which is another thing, because, you know, we all did it, and we experienced that my head is turning and I'm not making it do that feeling. I had my daughter try it with exact same kind of hanger from the exact same dry cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, here, do this. I did it once and then I bent it back down, you know, and I said, here, you try it. She put it on, nothing happened.
But I didn't turn my head.
Okay.
Well, you made yourself not turn your head.
I don't know. I mean, you said that, but it didn't just like start turning like you guys did.
Yeah, but I think it's like something that only works if you just tell someone to do it. And you don't tell them why or what's happening.
That's helpful because you know how I love to debunk everything.
Exactly. That's what you did.
I might have already been like, nope, not turning my head.
Yeah. For some reason, you jumped up and you said you weren't hypnotized and then you left. I don't know.
Do you think that possibly the opposite could be true, that we wanted to believe it so much that we turned our heads?
No. I mean, for me, I thought what it was is something about the way it settled. It did feel like
pressure. It presses on a nerve that makes you...
Yeah, the heady turny nerve is what
exactly.
They call it.
That's a medical term
for it.
That's
what doctors call
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah. So if you haven't tried that, I think we've pretty much described how to do it. Put the hanger on your head and see if your head turns. I hope it does, because I want everybody...
Yeah, everyone should experience this at least once in their lives.
If it doesn't turn, go Google that on WebMD, and I'm sure you'll find out there's something wrong with you. You've got a severe, heady, turny nerve.
So I did a little good deed the other day. Didn't start out that way.
How?
I was going into the Taj Mateeter, the big fancy teeter, and I'm walking in the side door, and there's a guy who is backing his car completely up the ramp into the covered area, right up to the damn automatic door. He's backing his car all the way up to the door, and I can't get in the door because his car is there. And so I go, "What are you doing?" And then my daughter goes, "He's on one. He's got one of those scooters full of his groceries." And I go, "Oh, oops." So it's pouring rain. So he jumps out of his car, and he really didn't jump out of his car. He slowly got out of the car and came back around to the scooter. And I was like, "Oh my God." So I come back outside and I go, "Can I give you a hand with that?" And so I unloaded his groceries into the trunk of his car. And he's saying at the time, he's like, "Yeah, I got to get my car out. I'm in everybody's way here." I was like, "Ha, don't worry about that."
Hey, no, that no, you're good. You're not. No.
Yeah. That was somebody different
than
me.
That was not me.
He said, I got to get in the rain a little bit. I said, "That's all right. You won't melt." He said, "Well, my hearing aids would have melted, so I'm not wearing them."
God, you're just.
So he didn't hear me yelling at the car.
Oh, that's good.
All he knows is I was the nice guy
at
the store.
You were conducting an orchestra at the side of his car with your fingers.
I was the nice guy who loaded his groceries for him.
All right. What are his hearing aids made out of?
Oh, I don't know.
Or was he being cute?
Well, he probably was afraid he'd get electrocuted.
He was being cute about it. But he was very particular about his ice cream placement in the trunk of the car.
Okay, you beggars can't be choosers. Come on, man.
Hey, you know, I figured if he had heard me yelling, this is my way of making that right. And does that make it right?
Yes.
Okay. And then bonus, he didn't have his hearing aids in. So he didn't even know.
Bonus is when he drove away, you got to look at everybody else and be like, "Look at this asshole."
Well, I didn't stick around for the end because he was driving his cart back in. So, you know.
I saw a guy in one of those carts, and it to me, it felt like he was really pushing the limits of what that's for.
What do you mean?
And I guess it was a judgment thing. He scooted up. It was at Costco, and he scooted up with the rest of his family, finishing his cigarette lazily behind them. I don't know why. I just felt like it was a real judgment thing on my end.
Well, but
like,
what's wrong with your health? What if he had been bitten by a shark and was missing part of his leg, and his reason why he needs a scooter has absolutely nothing to do with his health per se?
Yeah, did you see a shark?
No, I didn't see a shark. And I also didn't examine his legs, but I don't know. For some reason, it just felt like, and then I got stuck. I got stuck in the aisle with them. I went down the wrong aisle, and then old Smokey Scooty was there. And I guess that was real judgy of me.
Hi,
I was
Smokey just like, Scooty. Thanks for listening.
No.
See, I've always wanted to try one, but they move so slow. You know,
I told you I saw one where somebody was, I don't, and maybe it wasn't like that, like the shopping one, but it was, they were towing a boat.
And I think that was Photoshopped or something.
It was a video, but they can't fake video.
That's, really?
Yeah, the internet told me that.
Yeah, so. Because, you know, Superman.
Look, TikTok wouldn't lie to me.
No.
Forget all my hard news.
There's just no way you can pull, like a big boat, like a ski boat or what?
Yeah, like a boat on a trailer. I mean, we're not talking a yacht, but it was a decent sized boat.
I don't think
20 footer maybe. I don't
In
know.
In relation to a scooter, no, it probably looked bigger than it actually was if it'd been pulled by a truck, you know? So it's probably a little boat.
I don't know. Google it. Google won't lie.
So what do we Google? That boat that Maddie saw?
Nah, Scooty.
Hold on. Okay.
Scooty guy with the boat.
Scooty boat.
All right. We do have some phone calls this week.
Oh,
remember,
yay.
Anytime you would love to be a part of our... Don't look it up now.
I'm right. Scooty guy pulling boat. I bet I find it.
Scooty guy.
Yeah.
That's
boom.
Did you really find it that quickly? Okay, if you ever want to be on the podcast, 336-373-0987 is the number. Here comes some phone calls we've gotten.
I'm up and got my heater going because it's chilly. Got my back in my mouth. That's what settles me down, stabilizes me. And I'm thinking now, life. The older you get, your life becomes a storybook. Once upon a time, and life is like a... You ever been to a tractor pull? You pull them sleds down that track. You start off, you're getting down the track pretty good, and the further you go, it digs into the ground until you stall out. That's kind of been the way I am. I start off, and then I get bogged down in relationships. Well, some of them I can't get started.
Yeah.
But anyway, kind of like with Clarence, started out with doing a few years. Well, he wanted to leave the bike farm, too.
Yeah.
You know, working that bike all the time kind of gets to you. But anyway, he went back to his childhood press love, I reckon. That's what that sled behind the trot pool does. The best way to win them is go as fast as you can from the get-go. Move as fast as you can, quick as you can, before it starts to bog in it to dig into the dirt, stall you out. You don't have no time to waste. You got to make traction. But anyway, it's kind of like that. It's a storybook about once upon a time when you go back to the years thinking. But anyway, it's the way life is. Well, that's what I want to say about that.
How deep was that?
It's probably about the same as if you're trying to pull a boat behind a Scooty. You got to go as fast as you can because then you get bogged down.
This is all about relationships and love and losing love.
Yeah. No, it's about how to win in a tractor pull. I don't know what you guys were listening to, but it sounds like he had some good tips. You got to really gun that thing.
But what a great metaphor. I mean, both of those. Life is a storybook because at a certain age, you're more reflecting on what you've already done. It, like he said, it's once upon a time. Aren't you digging that? And then, you know, making the tractor pull parallel, dang, that's deep, man. You got to gun it. You got to go out there and give it your all while you can.
Yeah.
So you're actually excited about the wisdom that you got from old dude.
Yeah, this time. You know,
how many did you have to listen to get real wisdom?
Oh, good God. 100? I don't know. He calls every day, all day.
Yeah.
But that right there, that really clicks. You know, are you, in fact, gunning it through the mud, pulling that sled in the tractor pull? Or are you just sitting back there, just, you know, puttering around? What are you doing?
Now I have things to think about today.
Right?
What about you? Reevaluate my whole life.
What are you doing?
Yes, I too am reevaluating my life decisions based on this man's analogy of a tractor pull.
Good. Good. Do it.
Hey, Simon, I got a deer joke for Maddie. What's the difference between deer nuts and beer nuts? Beer nuts are, deer nuts are under a buck. Sorry, I blew that one.
He screwed up. He screwed up the punchline.
I give him credit. Hey, look, I like your joke, sir. And that sounds like something I would do immediately and 10 times over.
Yeah, it reminds me of that that deer at the Walmart when they were in the bakery section and it really didn't want to find any sourdough.
But are beer nuts under a buck? No, deer nuts were under the buck.
Yeah.
Oh God, I still screwed it up.
Wow. But that
you,
guy.
You and he could just, you're like fast friends.
That's Alex. He used to work at a restaurant downtown, and he had the smartest thing. He had the smartest thing that he used to do. Like when Applebee's or Arby's comes out with a new sandwich, like it's the new fried pickle cheese curd burger. He would see that commercial, and then he would make that the special. He would put it on the chalkboard as the special, and he'd rip off any great idea out there. And I thought, man, that is so smart.
Yeah, he hasn't called in forever.
Now he calls once in a while.
Oh,
but
never mind. He calls all the time.
I love that. I love openly ripping off great ideas and using them because we do that all the time.
It says who?
It made me think about, are we ripping off enough great ideas and are we executing other people's brilliance to the level that we should be?
I mean, we try.
Yeah.
We're constantly monitoring exciting trends to see if we're on it.
Right. But
I don't know what else we could be doing. I mean, I don't think we could put a chicken sandwich on the radio.
It's difficult to steal from other morning shows when we're on in the morning.
I'm not talking about morning shows. I'm talking about winners. I'm talking about winners at life. I'm talking about brilliant marketing.
So you want me to fry a chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Now, that said, I feel like to jump on the puppy monkey baby idea, I think that we do enough weird stuff that's kind of like when something catches your eye in a commercial or whatever, we kind of try to do that.
Well, what's your slogan?
We have some more meat. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's my slogan? Do better, try harder.
There you go.
Oh.
Do that.
Okay. I'm working on it.
Hey, Simon, is it backseat driving?
Ah, he's talking about the one thing that drives women the craziest when they ride with their significant other or husband. You guys remember what it was?
It was the radio's too loud.
Yeah. Is that true?
No, because men don't do that. Women do that to us.
That is not true.
That is 100% true.
Women
no
turn the radio
way
loud on you?
No. You're going to go that way? You're going to go this way? What are you doing?
Oh, he's backseat driving. He's not keeping up today. Something's going on with you today.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Something's up with you today. Did you hit your head?
No. I don't think
you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No.
But the question was, what when men are driving, what drives women the craziest? And it's because the man has the radio up too loud.
No, I was replying to that guy who said
right
it was backseat driving.
We got that. Yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. We were here. We heard it.
I got it.
Yeah.
But that's not what we were talking about.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
Yeah. See what I mean? You sure you're okay?
I sometimes turn the radio down because I have trouble concentrating when it's too loud.
Oh, God. You have to turn it down if you're looking for an address.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
no idea why.
See.
It's so weird.
I could be rocking out so hard, and then when I'm getting ready to pull in somewhere, oop, got to turn it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time.
Where am I at? Am I there yet?
But I tend to run mine kind of loud, depending on what's on there, you know?
The only time it drives me nuts is if I'm wanting to talk about something.
Oh, it goes
and
right up.
Some song is on that he wants to hear, and he's just blasting it. And I'm like, but I was.
Yeah, I did. This is awful. This is one of my guilty things as a parent. My kid was having a tantrum one time when she was baby, still in the seat. She wasn't a baby, but, you know. She was walking, but she was still little in the car seat, and she was just whining about whatever, and it went from a whine to a scream, and so I turned the Who Won't Get Fooled Again up all the way. I was like, you know what? You're not going to stop whining? I don't have to hear it.
No, I mean, that's really not that bad. You're driving. What are you supposed to do?
Nah, I'm kind of the same with you on that one. It's like, I think that's something I would do, or I probably have done. Although I also, my new thing is, my new favorite thing is, if I have any opportunity to drop the kids off somewhere where there's other people and their peers around, you know, the radio goes up crazy loud with something embarrassing.
Oh,
if
yeah.
At all possible.
I love doing that.
Madonna.
Fergalicious is the new hot jam that the kids really enjoy being dropped off to.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be the original Fergalicious, not the...
Oh, no, not the new Jack Harlow version.
No, because that would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Fergie's, Fergalicious.
Okay, Grandpa.
No, I like to pull up and play like hymns. Like organs and hymns.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Or.
That's the name of a hair loss medicine. I was like, you're playing balding commercials?
Is it for balding or is it for something else?
Both.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, it does both.
All the man things.
Wow, hair's back and well.
Look at this. But
I like that.
Yeah, I like to pull up with the organ, like the Southern Gospel station.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up with that blaring.
Oh, I like that.
Or the Mexican station. I love the Mexican station, by the way. I listen to that when I'm not doing work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I listen to all the stations for work. I listen to the Mexican station a lot. Pull up on that. Or a classical sometimes is fun to pull up.
Pick I don't think
up.
That's as embarrassing. I do like the idea of some real, real hardcore church music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great with the...
Or a nice somber organ.
Yeah, man.
Like a real, like a funeral dirge.
You're picking it up. You're picking up what I'm laying down.
Have you listened to... What is it? Throat singing.
No.
All right. So you watch a lot of the Viking shows. You know, like all that.
Oh, yeah.
Chanting.
Yeah. That's my new jam.
No.
Like, the kid turned that. It's like there's like death throat chants or something.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even stand it when it was the intro for The Last Kingdom.
Oh, I love it.
It's beyond annoying.
Dude, I love Viking stuff.
Do you really love it?
I do. It was such a neat time.
What's going on with him today?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I mean, if we both think something's going on, then I think that we're probably right.
Just because you're not down with Vikings, I don't know.
If throat singing sounded like Nine Inch Nails, I would understand, but it doesn't.
No.
How do you like that?
Look,
yeah.
Now you got to pay for that. That's a copywritten.
We're only allowed 5 seconds of throat singing.
Oh, my bad.
All right.
How you sounding? Ain't got no gas in it.
We still get the. What was his name in Sling Blade?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, the character.
I don't remember.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah.
People still call up with Carl. Didn't we figure out that was like 1991 or something? It's been a long, long time.
It's
ago.
Long time been ago. A while.
Well, that was
sure.
from the TikTok.
Oh.
I know what's wrong with it. Ain't got no gas in it. And it goes along with usually a video of a car that's in a ditch or something, or the engine's missing.
Okay. All right.
It's actually from 96.
96. But still, people call us all the time doing the Carl voice.
What's the other one? We get a lot of like Yoda. Beavis and Butthead still pop up.
Yeah, that's even older than Slingblade.
No, you're right. Carl is like top five, top two.
No doubt. What do you have? Call us 336-373-0987. We'd love to hear your Billy Bob Thornton.
Hey, Simon, how do I become a DJ for your radio station? My name is David Corby, and I'm very interested in becoming part of your staff. My number is 781-742-4974. That's 781-742-4974. I'd like to hear from you, but if not, I just want you to know that I enjoy your platform. I enjoy your the music that you put out there, and it's very refreshing that someone would take the time to play all the songs from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and really entertain a lot of people, a lot of the demographics. So I appreciate you. If I don't hear from you again, know that you're doing a great job. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
What a voice on that guy.
Well, that was really nice. He does have a fantastic voice.
That makes me want to, whenever I hear somebody doing that, it challenges my testosterone.
So, listen, man.
We have to lower our voice.
Do you ever do that when you, so at the doctor's office where my boyfriend's son goes, there was this guy named, I still remember his name was Aaron, and he would answer the phone, and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy has the best voice.
Hmm.
And I think I even told him that once, and he's like, you're a weirdo. But but do you do that when you notice people have a really good voice? You're even kind of like, they should be on the radio.
Do I tell them?
Well, do you just notice it?
Oh, God, yeah. Of course I do, yeah. Because there's a few where I'm like, oh, my God, what do you... Stop that.
Almost like that homeless guy.
I have to try to keep up.
Well, yeah, but he used to be in radio, and then he became homeless.
Now, this guy... he's got a great voice, but what do we tell him about how do you become a radio DJ? Because everybody got into it differently, you know?
Yeah, we all did differently. I mean, Maddie went to school for it.
You did?
Yeah, for the most part.
He took communications in college.
I watched a lot of foreign films that got me ready for radio.
You just knew, like, you walked, how did you get in it?
Needed money for a plane ticket. And there was a radio station near the house, and we used to go up there. There was a dude we knew who worked there who was leaving, and we used to make noises in the background once in a while. And so my friend called me up, and he goes, hey, what's his face is leaving the radio station. I'm going to go up there and apply for that job. And I was like, oh. And then I'm thinking, no, you're not. So before he could get there, I went up there and...
You're so mean. You stole your friend's job.
Well, I got hired on the spot.
Yeah, obviously, you know, they saw the talent and knew what was up.
Well, look at you. You're a sweet boy.
How you doing?
Yeah, so had never had any experience, walked in, got the job, and ended up not getting that plane ticket because I wanted to keep working there.
Weren't you like a teenager, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was in my mid-20s before I ever got into radio, and... I just knew somebody who started working at a radio station, and I was like, wow, that'd be a really cool job. And he's like, go talk to so-and-so, and we'll get you on as an intern. And I worked for free for like 2 years, and I was not in college, but I was an intern. And then they actually hired me on part-time, and I went from there. But yeah, we all have completely different stories how we got doing this. So
yeah, I worked in some really tiny rinky-dink. I won't call them rinky-dink because at the time it was a big, big deal, but some real tiny stations.
Like some people always, did you always dream of being a DJ? Did you like talk into your tape recorder? And
when I was 5, I got my first tape recorder and I immediately started doing radio shows. I would be the DJ and I would sing the songs.
Yeah.
And I would do commercials.
See, I never imagined talking on the radio. I wanted to work in music. I wanted to like be a manager of bands and things like that, but I had to have someone tell me you should be on the radio. Okay.
Huh. What if they'd have told you, you know, you should be working on bridges underwater with a scuba tank?
God, my life would be so different.
I know somebody who did that.
Really?
Yeah. That lady Nisi that I used to work with, her husband used to do that.
Oh, Nisi. Okay, so what about you? What's your story, your first station?
Honestly, I was a super fan of some local radio like shows growing up. So I did like a high school project on one of the morning show guys.
Cool.
Like a video project, and interviewed him and like did all this stuff. I had won contests from them before, but then I never thought of it as something I could actually do until right. I got to college. And then my junior year, we got our radio station for the first time at that school. So I was in on it from the ground floor. Mm. And then I really got into it. And I wasn't really good at anything else. So I interned for a station, and then I was about to start a job there. And then I moved down here, and then I got a job from somebody else, like had interned at this station before it became this station, if that makes sense.
So your first commercial station was the one you're still on?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I've only technically worked for two stations.
Yeah, but you did leave here for a little bit, and then you came back.
Yeah, he went to Major Market. Mm-hmm. He was in
Major
DC.
Market.
Yeah, I went from 98.7, whatever it was, the point, to HFS in DC to back to here
and back. That's crazy as hell, man. You know how many little stop offs I did on my way to DC?
Oh, dude, tons of people. Yeah, it's crazy, but yeah, it's just how it's weird how it worked out. It was like this person knew somebody and then put in a word for me, and this person knew somebody and.
Yeah, I mean, even with me, I've had four different stations. Well, five technically, because two of them were here. But
I'm not going to stop down and do the math. been at a few.
But I never thought it was never something. It's funny when I hear people, "Oh, I've always wanted to be a DJ." Like I never wanted to be a DJ. It just kind of happened.
Same.
Like I just started doing it, and then I was doing it. And the next thing you know, how many years later, you're like, what do you do for a living? I'm like,
it's hard to explain. People don't get it.
I talk on the radio.
So what was your other path? What were you going to do? What did you think you were going to do before that happened?
I have a degree in business marketing. I went to college and was going to do something in that sense, but then met people. I was going to move to Los Angeles and work for a record company. That was my actual dream.
There you go.
But my plans fell through because my friend I was supposed to move with got pregnant and married in that order. And
dead bitch.
No, but it like threw everything off kilter.
Yeah, it did.
You know, my big plan was changed because I didn't think I could afford to move there by myself. And so then I floundered for quite a while until
you were fishing for a while? Oh, that's good.
Until my friend got me the job at the Fox in Charlotte.
What about you? What was your job going to be?
I hadn't gotten to that point. I was just working in kitchens. I was in the restaurant business just making money.
And people do that forever.
I didn't have a real passionate goal of anything I wanted to do until I started kind of doing the college radio station and then interned. And then they're like, hey, do you want to come work here? And then I smartly moved to North Carolina away from the job, but then got a job anyway. So
how cool.
But yeah, no, I think my fallback is still
kitchen.
Or not at this point, on overpasses,
bus station,
bus terminals.
I thought for a minute I was going to be a lawyer or a writer or a teacher. And then there were some other things, but yeah, I always wanted to do this. I always like playing with that little tape recorder. My grandmother was a librarian, and they phased out their cassette recorder, so she brought it to me. Like I said, I was 4 or 5 years old and started right then doing shows.
Yeah, my dad had it. He was a lawyer, still technically is a lawyer, but he had a tape recorder with a little microphone for dictating, and I would mess with that all the time.
Oh, those are the best. If you've got an external mic on your cassette player and you've got your rotary dial phone handset, you can put the microphone onto the earpiece and it picks up the entire phone call and you can hear them through the speaker while you're recording it, while you're doing your prank call.
Oh, neat.
That's how, okay.
When I was a little kid, that's how I used to do my prank calls. I did prank calls when I was like single digits. Doing that stuff.
Did that, but not for a radio, for our pretend radio show. We just did it because we were bored, mean little kids. No.
That's what I'm saying. I kept them. And some of them weren't mean. Some of them, it was just like call a random number and go, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny. And then the person would either hang up or they'd go, nose?
Yes! Yeah, you win!
Oh, there was none of that. It was just like, click. But I still have those cassettes.
Wow.
Of my stupid fake shows.
We threaten this every time, but I feel like at some point, like I realize I'm going to have to eventually go back through my recordings, like what we called air checks, where you record all your stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many interviews and things that I don't have. I found a whole CD of like artists, musician drops and stuff like that. Had a couple interviews on it, but not like I know I had so many other ones that I know I have somewhere.
What's funny is that for us, the formats that they're on throughout the years is like my very first air check is on a cassette, but then I have DAT tapes, which there's nothing to play those on. And then some things are saved on CDs and now it'd be on a, you know, a jump drive or something.
Remember when you used to leave someplace and you'd steal the mail bins to put your stuff in? I have those full of cassettes. I have cardboard moving boxes full of cassettes. And I have the totes, the plastic totes with the lids full of air checks.
Wow.
I mean, thousands from every station I've ever been on. And I'm thinking, like, I had a friend of mine ask me one time, will you make me a CD or will you convert to digital some of your old air checks so I can check them out? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get around to that. Never.
There's too many.
We really need, you know what? I think that would be fun at some point. It'd be incredibly embarrassing, I know, for myself.
God.
But I think we should bring some in.
I've never listened to that cassette tape that I have
you,
of my
you
first
already make
air
fun
check.
Of me
I
from
know
when
it's
got to
be terrible.
Man, I was a total smoke show.
Of course, yeah. He was perfect from the day he cracked that mic.
I'll bring y'all in some air checks and bring a tear to your eye.
God, it would be, but he would. This was like late '80s, early '90s. I bet he was like total boss radio.
Yeah, totally. Drop a phone call into the top of the hour jingle type of stuff.
G105.
Yeah, man. Squeeze a phone call in on the intro music on a commercial. You know, all that kind of
stuff. Playing the hits and smelling your pits.
Well, that's similar to what we said.
I think you sprayed them.
You sprayed them. And you could also say, playing the hits while you're cooking your grits.
Only in the South.
That's real regional.
One more call.
Hey, Simon, this is Creed from Atlanta Cullen. Now, I wanted to defend Sean for just a second. I just heard the podcast.
He's defending me.
Not to belabor a point. Oh. He was absolutely correct. Here in the South, you got to understand, the word is pecan. I don't like that word. I say pecan. That doesn't matter. Here's the real story. You never admit you're wrong. So that's not what I'm saying. In the South, Sean picked up on my small subtleties, implying that I might be wrong. However, we don't say we're wrong. It's kind of like when we say, bless your heart. If you don't know what that means from the South, you don't get the subtlety. So he's just picking up what I'm laying down because he's from the South. I want to let you all know one other thing.
I love it.
I've known Stephanie Stuckey, who is the daughter of the man who started Stuckey's roadside gas stations, and they have the pecan roll. That's what they call it. Not what I call it. That's what they call it. When I was in Greensboro, St. Pius and Joyner Elementary taught me how to say pecan, not pecan. But don't argue with Stephanie because she will tell you it's pecan, not pecan. And since they're the kings of pecan rolls in this country,
pecan,
I will listen to her and defer to her that she is correct and I may not be. That's all I wanted to say. You can follow Stephanie Stuckey at Stuckey Stop on Instagram. She's a really cool lady and she's trying to bring Stuckeys back to every place you know in America. She's even thinking about buying some of the old places and fixing them up that have been abandoned. Some of those really cool old roadside attractions. So give her a follow at Stuckey Stop on Instagram. She's probably on Facebook too. Talk to you soon.
There you go. There's Creed. Appreciate you, Creed.
Yo, hold up real quick on that. I will say this. We were talking about Buc-ee's and how, like, we had only seen it on, you know, TV and everyone goes off about how crazy. But I will say, like, until I came down here, like the Stuckey thing, I remember that was one of the first times you walk into a gas station. You're like, what is going
they
on?
Have everything.
Yeah, it was like there's snacks and gift items and
gift
shirts.
Gift shop. And they definitely were the kings of the pecan roll.
It's Pecan Log Roll. And they also often will have a real cool little cafe in there cooking regional favorites.
Some of them do. Yeah. Back in the day, especially, they did. I remember going into some of those.
We still have one on the eastern shore of Virginia. And every time I'm over there, up the road, as we say, if you're going 13 north, it's up the road. If you're going south, it's down the road. And there's county line reference there. But anyway, the Stuckey's is up the road. And I always go in there. They have local bacon. Like this, it's in a bag, you know, that cloth bag.
Yeah.
Just sitting out. And the whole place kind of smells like it. Mm. You can get that, or you can get a country ham in there. And everything else in the world, you know, fireworks, a poncho,
yeah,
a sombrero, whatever. It's
Flyers,
all there.
Yeah. Tape.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, there are still Stuckey's out there. That one is still in good shape. And they have the little cafe and everything. So yeah, I would love to see them come back.
Yeah. I think that is actually very cool.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to about wrap up the podcast. If you ever want to be on, 336-373-0987. We would love it if you would subscribe and click a like. By the way, wasn't this 121? Podcast 121.
121.
Final thought, Charlie?
Just go work somewhere for free and you never know. Many, many years later, you might still be there.
What about you?
I want to give a shout out to Scooty Guy Pulling a Boat. Google Scooty Guy Pulling a Boat. They're doing the Lord's work.
How you spelling Scooty Guy?
S-C-O-O-T-Y and then Guy, G-U-Y.
Okay. Next time.
Bye.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.